Chapter 1. Insomnia. One afternoon at low water, Mr. Isbister, a young artist lodging at Boscastle, walked from that place of the picturesque cove of Pentargon, desiring to examine the caves there. Halfway down the precipitous path to the Pentargon beach, he came suddenly upon a man sitting in an attitude of profound distress beneath a projecting mass of rock. The hands of this man hung limply over his knees, his eyes were red and staring before him, and his face was wet with tears. He glanced round at Isbister's football. Both men were disconcerted, Isbister the more so, and to override the awkwardness of his involuntary pause, he remarked with an air of mature conviction that the weather was hot for that time of the year. "Very," answered the stranger shortly, hesitated a second, and added in a colorless tone, "I can't sleep." Isbister stopped abruptly. "No," was all he said, but his bearing conveyed his helpful impulse. "It may sound incredible," said the stranger, turning wary eyes to Isbister's face and emphasizing his words with a languid hand, "but I have had no sleep at all for 6 nights."
"Had advice?"
"Yes, bad advice for the most part. Drugs. My nervous system, they are all very well for the run of people. It's hard to explain. I dare not take sufficiently powerful drugs."
"That makes it difficult," said Isbister.
He stood helplessly in the narrow path, perplexed what to do. Clearly, the